Good morning. It's Monday, November 4th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The SLED agent who was charged in a crash while driving Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evett last month has paid a fine and will go through a day-long traffic safety course. The state newspaper is reporting SLED has refused to release the agent's name, citing reasons of safety and security of the governor's security detail. But SLED did say the agent will return to the governor's safety detail without further discipline. The agent was found at fault for the Spartanburg County crash and charged with a traffic violation. South Carolina authorities are looking into the finances of Emmanuel AME Church, which received millions in donations after a mass shooting killed 9 worshipers at a Bible study in 2015. SLED spokesman Tommy Crosby confirmed the investigation last week, but declined to elaborate. The church's former secretary, Althea Latham, says she spoke to SLED agents recently about the handling of those donations. Latham has long contended that her contract wasn't renewed less than 2 months after the shooting because she questioned processing and transparency surrounding the money that was coming in. Church leaders have said her contract simply wasn't renewed. Latham hopes that accountability will resolve lingering suspicions over the donations. A look at drug addiction shows part of the upstate is seeing its opioid problem improve, but only because another problem is filling the vacuum. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
In a report released Friday, the Pew Charitable Trust say opioid addiction is on the wane in the northwesternmost corner of the state. And that would be good news, except that in the absence of opioid addiction, meth addiction is ramping up. The report cites the presence of a newer, stronger form of methamphetamine that Pew is referring to as meth 2.0. And the reason it's getting out of control, not just in South Carolina, is in part due to the massive efforts on state and local levels to combat the opioid crisis. Also, the report finds that those very efforts have created victims of their own success, as in Greenville. There, efforts to curb opioid addiction have been so successful that the federal government is diverting money from Greenville treatment programs to other areas of the country that need more resources. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
A South Carolina man wanted for financial crimes is in custody after he allegedly was found with drugs while visiting an inmate. York County deputies say 35-year-old Donald Varnador of Sharon was arrested in the lobby of a county detention center. The Herald newspaper reports he brought meth into the Moss Justice Center, where the jail is located. Sheriff's Office spokesman Trent Ferris says jail officials determined there were outstanding warrants against Varnador for financial card fraud. Deputies also found Varnador had illegal items in a jail lobby locker used by visitors. Ferris says inside the locker used by Varnador, deputies found a book bag with the drugs and 2 glass pipes. Varnador is being held on a $16,000 bond. The Mann Packing Company is recalling a series of vegetable products sold to select retailers across the U.S. and Canada. The recall was prompted by a potential listeria contamination. So far, no reports of any illness associated with the products have been made. Listeria can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Listeria is also a danger to pregnant women, potentially causing miscarriages and stillbirth. The recalled products have a best of enjoyed by date of October 12, 2019 to November 16, 2019. To see a full list of recalled vegetable products by Mann Packing, visit FDA.gov. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is reporting that John Deere is recalling 3 models of their compact utility tractors. A problem was found in the front cap support bolts. They were torqued improperly during manufacturing, which could fail during a rollover, posing a crushing injury hazard to the operator. No injuries have been reported as a result of the manufacturing error. The tractors in the recall involve the 4044R, 4052R, and 4066R models. Around 5,700 vehicles are involved in the recall. The company advises consumers to immediately stop using the recalled compact utility tractors and to contact an authorized John Deere dealer for a free repair. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.